Nolte, Franklin the Turtle Publisher lashes out at Hegseth meme. By John Nolte on December 2, 2025. Canada's Franklin the Turtle Publisher, Kids Can Press, released a statement Monday condemning Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's hilarious Franklin the Turtle meme. On Sunday, Hegseth released an AI mock-up of an obviously fake book cover showing Franklin the Turtle in an open helicopter, dressed in military gear, shooting and smiling as he fired upon and blew up the narco-terror boats below. That's funny, right? Well, no. Franklin the Turtle is a beloved Canadian icon who has inspired generations of children and stands for kindness, empathy, and inclusivity, harumphed the humorless publisher on X. We strongly condemn any denigrating, violent, or unauthorized use of Franklin's name or image, which directly contradicts these values, added the statement. The publisher shut down the replies to its statement. And we all know why, because Americans are awesome and opening those replies would have meant being flooded with responses such as these. How dumb is the publisher to publicly complain about this? All you do is encourage more Franklin the Turtle memes. The fastest way to motivate more jokes is to complain about a joke. Is to expose the fact that you have a 6-foot pole shoved up your backside. That's what good Americans do, we ridicule the uptight. Why give us the ammo? Why give us the pleasure? Why expose your sore spot? Better to say nothing. All of this nonsense stems from a fake Washington Post story that falsely accused Hegseth of breaking the law by ordering all survivors killed on the narco-terror boats coming in from Venezuela. We were told that Hegseth's supposed order resulted in a second strike on a narco-terror boat motivated solely by the desire to kill two terrorists who survived the first strike. That story is so fake, the far-left New York Times debunked it. Democrats in the legacy media have zero compassion for Americans brutalized, raped, robbed, and murdered by illegals. Democrats in the legacy media have zero compassion for the 100,000-plus Americans who die of fentanyl overdoses every year. All of their compassion is aimed at illegal aliens, violent criminals, drug pushers, and narco-terrorists. Democrats and the legacy media are very upset that if stopped by the Trump administration, these drugs might not kill off all the Americans they want replaced with illegal aliens. In fact, they are so upset by this they are straight up inventing stories about Hegseth committing war crimes. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.